this morning. I'm going to talk about the Spirit.
All right.
The Spirit.
Yes.
Romans 8:14 says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Right.
Yes.
Unless the Spirit speaks, nothing's going to happen.
That's right.
I don't care how much we say and how much we do, what we try to get done, it won't happen unless it moves by the Spirit.
That's it.
That's right, yes.
In Him we live and we move and we have our being.
Yes.
And it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord.
Yes.
1 Timothy chapter 4:1, we're going to quote it. The Spirit speaketh expressly. Now, when a spirit speaks expressly, it's time to do something.
Yes.
Expressly. In other words, the Spirit speaks that this is really what God wants. The Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times, how many believes we're in the latter times?
Amen.
We can't be anywhere else now.
Right.
That in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. Next thing, giving heed to seducing spirits. And the next thing step is doctrines of devils.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
I want you to read that again. The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Now they departed from the faith, so they've been in the faith. So he's talking about church people.
Right.
He's talking about you and I. Some shall depart from the faith. Then the next thing they do, there's three steps backwards down to the dungeon. The Spirit speaking expressly that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. That's the very first thing, departing from the faith.
Right.
You see, churches today have departed from the faith. They're depending on, most of them, entertainment.
Right.
Right.
It didn't say entertainment, it said faith. Our departure in the churches has been from the faith.
Right.
The faith. And two or three places the writer said that you should earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. And it was once delivered to the saints. It was when I got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and started preaching. I'll tell you what, we was having revival in this country. We was having revivals in St. Louis. Tents going up, thousands being saved, churches being started, and people being filled with the Holy Ghost. You don't hear nothing about that anymore.
Right.
They have little singings and things like that. He didn't say faith cometh by singing.
Right.
He said faith comes by hearing,
right,
and hearing by the Word of God.
Yes.
So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So the first step backwards is departing from the faith. How do we depart from the faith? We substitute something else instead of the Word, because faith comes by hearing,
right,
and hearing by the Word.
Yes.
They substitute rock music, they substitute this, and they substitute that, and they have this, and they have that, they have crowds.
Right.
And they say, well, really, oh, they're in a mess.
Uh-huh.
They've departed from the faith.
Yes.
And then that Paul said here, in Timothy 4:1, the Spirit speaking expressly that in the latter times, we're in the latter times, that some shall depart from the faith. The next thing they do, they give heed to seducing spirits.
Yes.
See, once you've departed from the faith, you're out there and you're liable to hear any kind of a voice.
That's it. Yes, sir.
But as long as you're hearing from faith,
yes,
as long as you're hearing the Spirit and faith, you're all right.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
He talked a whole lot along that line this morning.
Amen.
But once you depart from the faith, you'll start giving heed to seducing spirits.
That's right.
Well, this is all right. John Doe's are doing it over there. And looky there, they've got a crowd over there, so we'll turn our church around like their church and have a crowd. Listen, I know churches that's got a great crowd, but hardly any spiritual things is going on in there.
Amen.
Nothing going on.
Amen.
They've got an assembly, but there's nothing going on.
Right.
I'll tell you what, this church is right now the time when something can go on and start building, and building something that God is pleasing with. I'm not saying that it hasn't been pleased with it long enough. I've always liked to come to this church because I believe that you got something. I believe there's something here, and I believe God's going to do some great things.
Yes.
And everywhere that we go spiritually, but God is doing something.
Yes.
Amen.
And people are saying, I've never heard it that way before. I don't know why they haven't heard it that way before when we was having those revivals. Every preacher was preaching things concerning the faith.
All right.
So where are they at now?
Yeah.
Come on.
Now, what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
That's right.
If you're wanting to see something, you're not going to see it except by faith.
That's it.
By faith. So faith, and I was thinking, you know, everybody's got a problem. I'll guarantee you every one of us here has got a problem. If we haven't got one, there's one waiting for you out there.
That's exactly right.
And you're going to meet it somewhere next week or next year or sometime or other, because there's always a problem. And the thing that solves problems is faith.
That's right.
I mean, knows that.
Yes.
Now, in the book of Revelations, there's chapter 2 and chapter 3, it deals with seven churches.
Uh-huh.
And every one of those churches, though they had a lot of good in them, you know, the church of Ephesus had a lot of good in it.
Right.
It had a lot of good in it. All the others maybe had some good in it.
Uh-huh.
But when it got down to the church of Laodiceans, that's where we're at now.
Uh-huh.
Right.
The church of Laodiceans.
Uh-huh.
You know what they were saying? We're rich.
Yeah.
We don't have need of anything.
Yeah. Right.
Boy, just wait after a while. Yeah, they're going to find out they're going to need the Lord immensely.
That's right.
Yes, amen.
So there's seven churches, and each one has a different problem. Each one, you can read it. Each one of those seven churches have a different problem. But John gave the answer to all seven of them, and it was one answer.
Yes.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what? What the Spirit hath to say to the churches.
Yes, amen.
So we have to have a spiritual ear to hear what the Spirit has to say. Well, this is what Timothy is saying here. The Spirit speaking expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. They've done faith, they've done let it fade away. And now they're stepping into seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
Yes.
Three steps back. So it takes three steps to go forward.
Uh-huh.
So where were they? You know, the prodigal son didn't jump back home. He came to himself in the hog pen, and he said, I know what I'll do. I don't belong here.
Right.
I'll go home.
Yeah.
I'll go to my father, and I'll say to my father, I'm not worthy to be your son. And he headed out and went home. He didn't have his robe left. He'd lost his ring. He didn't have the shoes. He didn't have these things, but he walked home. It was a long ways home. I got a feeling he said it was a country, another country that he was at. But he came to himself in the hog pen. Our nation is just about enough in the hog pen where it's time it needs to go home. And church people's in that place. They need to come home.
Yes.
Come home. The Father's waiting.
Yes.
It's the Father's good pleasure to give to his people.
Yes.
Yes, amen.
The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. And then the next thing they do is give heed to seducing spirits. And then the next thing, and then it works on down to doctrines of devils.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, our nation is filled with doctrines of devils.
Yes.
Same-sex marriage.
Yep.
Kill the babies before they're born.
Yeah.
Let's identify the devil from Jesus Christ. John 10:10, Jesus said,
right.
The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. He said, but I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundant. Now that life comes through the Spirit.
Yes.
But death comes through the devil. That's a doctrine of the devil to same-sex marriage.
Right.
That's a doctrine of the devil to kill the babies.
Amen.
And now we've got them out here on our streets killing and killing and killing. See, there's a spirit of kill now. And who is it that kills? The thief.
Right.
Cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. And that's exactly what's going on. The church and the nation has drifted from God.
Right?
Yes.
And when they talk about God, they begin to anymore say, which God?
Come
Muhammad?
Come on.
Or Christianity?
Blessed.
Well, there ain't but one God.
That's it.
There's not but one God. And people are accepting all kinds of things. And that's what he's talking about. The time will come when they'll not endure sound doctrine, but they'll heap themselves together, teachers having itching ears to hear what they want to hear.
Right.
I tell you, people's been hearing what they want to hear, but it's not truth.
That's right.
And you should know the truth, and the truth should make you free. And Jesus said in John 14:6, he said, I'm the way, and I'm the truth, and I'm the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He said, I'm the way, I'm the truth. No man can get to the Father's house but by me.
That's it.
When the prodigal son got home, he was expecting the father to scold him and everything, but he ran out to meet him. He said, I'm not worthy to be your son. He said to his total servant, said, you go get a robe and put on him.
Yes.
And you go get the ring and put on his finger. Yes. Go get some shoes and put on his feet. And you go kill the cat and pat. My son that's lost, he's here again. My son that was dead is alive. The devil killed him out, but he's alive. Now he came home. Hallelujah, 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 glory, 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 lift your hands and praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. I love the whole song. Yes, Lord, touch here this morning. From the tops of the heads to the soles of the feet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Glory be to God.
Praise God. So seducing spirits have done to seduce people to where now they're in doctrines of devils.
Yes.
You know, I remember when, you know, the common man, you know, if they had a little problem, they might fist fight, but anymore you get killed.
Yeah.
Right
off the bat.
Yeah.
Because there's a spirit there of death.
Yes.
Right.
And that spirit of death is not Jesus Christ.
That's
he
right.
is the way, he's the truth, he's the life. He has a spirit of life.
Right.
He said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life.
Yes.
And there ain't no way to get to Father's house except by me.
That's right.
I'll tell you what I want, and I'm hunting Father's house for our nation, for our churches, for my friends, and for my family, and for my loved ones. I'm hunting God. Oh, shut up. Oh, lift your hands and praise God. Oh, I feel him here this morning in a mighty way. Yes, Lord. Doctrines of devils.
Glory.
All over the place.
Glory be to God.
Why did you kill that woman to those people that's killing? Then, well, I don't know. I just felt like shooting her. Why'd you kill them folks in church down there? Well, I just felt like going down there and having church with them and then killing them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Death.
Yeah.
Death. I tell you, there's death everywhere.
Yeah.
It's presented to you in homes. It's presented to you in churches. It's presented, you know, the churches that I'm going to, they need to, before you can have a revival, you got to have a resurrection.
Amen.
You're dead. I'm talking about dead. It's going to take something to get them alive. It's going to take people that'll preach the truth. Preach the truth. Be instant in season, out of season, and reproving and rebuking with all long-suffering and doctrine. He said, because the time will come when they will not endure sounding doctrine.
Yes, amen.
Amen. seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. God's people. Now, God didn't just stop there, but he's talked about his people. They had it in that day, too.
Right.
2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14 tells us, if my people
yes.
that are called by my name,
yes.
somebody said, I'm Baptist out here, and ain't this terrible, and ain't this terrible. No, he wants us.
Right.
If my people that are called by my name
yes, Lord.
Shall humble themselves and pray
yes, Lord.
And seek my face, then will I hear from heaven.
Yes.
I will heal their land.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
If my people that are called by my name.
Yes.
Yeah, we're Christians. But if we'll humble ourselves and pray, how long does people pray anymore?
Come on.
We used to have all night prayer meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a great hand to meditate. I go around the house and sometimes I'll just sit there and meditate. It's a type of prayer with me. Because God begins to reveal himself to me.
Right.
And it's my time of talking with God.
Yes.
It's my time of communing with him. It's my time to get filled up with what he's got, because I've seen everything that the world has every day. Just in our little town of Donovan here, a young man got mad at his stepdad, come in tonight and beat him to death. It's not just in St. Louis and Chicago. It's getting in the communities in the country.
Right.
Our nation is going to bug while God's people sit back and don't pray. They're not. And how do you depart from the faith? One way you depart from faith, you quit going to church enough to receive the word. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. And if you're not hearing the word, you're going to depart from the faith just as sure as I'm standing here in this pulpit. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's right.
God.
God.
Yep, oh, them old seducing spirits.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
When you begin to see them old seducing spirits, you know the devil's trying to do something. When you see death going everywhere, you know that the devil's working all this stuff out, because he's the king of death.
Uh-huh.
Jesus Christ is the king of life.
Yes.
The king of lights. He's the king of glory.
Yes.
Amen. And that's what we're supposed to do. 2 Corinthians 3:17. The Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Yes.
We all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed. We're changed into the same image from glory to glory. That's the way we change into the image like him. We're looking at an open glass.
Uh-huh.
The Lord's that spirit.
Right?
Yes.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is.
Yes.
There's what?
Liberty.
How many likes liberty?
Yes.
Well, they're taking it all away from us. They're trying to.
Yeah.
Liberty. You got to do this. These guys come along, these two men, that you got to perform their wedding. They'll not have me do it.
No,
not on your ten time.
Neither.
There's something else, you know. They're taking away our liberty. You have to accept this. You've got to accept that. That's against the Constitution of the United States of America.
Uh-huh.
Amen. But Amendment number 1 said, of the Constitution of the United States of America says, Congress shall make no law concerning the establishment of religion and the free exercise thereof. They can't make a law without it.
Right.
About it. Not supposed to. But they're prosecuting people.
Right. Yes, they are.
And we haven't got nobody that'll stand up there in Congress.
Right.
And see, they're the lawmakers.
Uh-huh.
So here we go. Now, but if my people that are called by my name, if they'll humble themselves and pray.
Yes.
See, I'm calling for prayer warriors.
Yes.
When I'm out there, I want you to pray for me.
Yes.
The more you pray, the more power. And it's not just me. If I can't pray in the Spirit, we're supposed to pray in the Spirit. It's not me that's praying. It's the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of me, and I'm praying in the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Yes. Amen.
And when you pray in the Holy Ghost, God, you reach the throne of God.
Yes.
But you just go out here and pray and mumble a little bit, you're not going nowhere.
No.
Or I'm not going nowhere. We humble ourselves and pray and seek the face of the Lord. He said, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin. I'm ready to hear from heaven. And forgive their sin.
Yes.
Sin. Now, to forgive their sin, the goal is faith. To deliver that the faith that was once delivered to the saints. That's our goal. And the faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Believing as the scripture says. So, John gave the answer through the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
He said, you've got to have an ear to hear
right. What
the Spirit has to say.
Right.
If you don't have that ear, you can't hear it.
That's it.
Right.
And it's not this ear.
No.
This ear, it hears trash and everything
else. Right.
You can't help but hear it. It's promoted to you, hear it every day.
Yes.
But you can turn to blind. You can keep your spiritual ear from hearing it.
That's it.
Right, amen.
Because it don't hear junk like that.
Right.
There's inside of us somewhere is an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say.
Yes.
And that's its job. The ear.
Right.
John said, if you have an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say to the churches.
Yes.
Now, Ephesus had a whole lot different problem than the other churches.
Right.
Right.
And the next one had a whole lot different than the other churches. Different problems, but one Spirit with a man that can hear, it'll solve that problem.
That's
with that
right.
church. With that church. God said, then will I hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin and heal their land. Now, heal their land. How many things our nation needs healed?
Amen.
The only thing that's going to get us out of this thing, we're going to have to start praying.
Yes, amen.
And I ain't saying nothing about it, but I've seen a few prayers just recently that I've been making, and it had to be God to begin to move in and solve them. You don't have to be at the White House. You can pray once. You can pray in California, God can hear you over New York.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
And you can pray.
Yes.
You can pray and God will answer your prayer. So we need to start praying for all these things that went wrong.
Yes.
And we need to start praying for all these people that have followed these steps. The Spirit, where the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter time they depart from the faith. Pray that they get back in and get the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Pray, departed from the faith. Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Let's wipe that out.
Yes,
amen.
Let's wipe it out in our congregation.
Yes.
Let's wipe it out in our homes.
Yes.
Let's wipe it out in our community.
Yes.
And it'll go on and on and on and on. You know, big things starts with little things.
That's right, amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Exactly right.
Amen. You know, they couldn't get rid of the giant. He was hollering at them down there from the mountaintop there.
Right.
Hollering at them, come on up and fight. Come on up and fight. Well, I'll tell you what. One young man heard about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He went and told Saul. He said, I'll take him on, David. I'll take the giant on. Saul said, you're but a little lad. You're just a child. 14, 15 years old.
Yeah.
But he said, I'll take him. And he told Saul, he said, there was a lion got in the way and I killed him.
Uh-huh.
There was a bear got in the way and I killed him. And he said, I'll do the same thing to this giant.
That's right.
Yes,
Saul said, then you go and the Lord be with you.
Uh-huh.
All it took was a sling with a little smooth stone and it hit him right in the forehead and down he went.
That's
yes,
right.
Amen.
God does that.
That's right.
God directed that stone.
That's right.
God had directed this young man.
Yes.
He had heard from God. He had an ear to hear.
Yes.
He was born to serve God.
Yes.
He made a mistake or two and he got back to God. And you'll find it in Psalms 151 He said, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. He said, then will I teach thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. I'm going to quit right here. We're calling and crying out.
Yes.
Crying out.
Yes.
Yes.
He that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again. Pray. Somebody said, men don't cry. Well, it said that while man wept.
That's right.
Jesus wept.
That's right.
That was our pattern, ain't it? We're not looking at the hard shells.
That's right.
Good. We're looking at the soft hearts. He got on that this morning. Sorry, it's what's in your heart.
Amen.
It's what you've got in your heart.
That's it. Amen.
And if somebody said, get out there under the shade tree till you pray, till God answers.